This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora Police Department plans to reinstate Nathan Woodyard. He was suspended while facing felony charges in the death of Elijah McClain. He was found not guilty. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Woodyard will be on restricted duty, which means he won't be in uniform or interacting with the public. But city officials didn't say how long that reintegration would last, noting it's all under the chief's discretion. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Jury selection in the trial for paramedics charged in McClain's death continues today. For decades, young adults have been leaving their family homes. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that trend may be shifting with Gen Z.
Two-thirds of Zoomers from 18 to 25 live with their parents, while most millennials between 26 and 41 live on their own. Now, why are so many young adults not flying the coop? Staying with family comes with benefits. Housing costs can be shared, and children can take care of their aging parents. Denver slightly bucks the national trend. In Colorado's capital, more people are leaving their parents' homes than elsewhere. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Six Colorado organizations will receive state grants to create more youth apprenticeships. Governor Jared Polis launched the RISE Fund in 2020. It has distributed more than $68 million. This round's winners include a program to bring a mobile virtual reality lab to Morgan County for high school trades skills training. Another will create opportunities in the drone industry for neurodiverse students, such as those with autism, ADHD, and dyslexia. This is CPR News.